up, bitches. It's Frosty, Howdy, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Howdy, and Frank show. Remember that movie Stand By Me?
Loved it.
Yes.
The young kids. I think it was River Phoenix.
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell was the chubby one back then. Chubby little kid.
He's all tall and thin.
Kiefer Sutherland was in it.
Yeah,
it
was like five or six stars to be.
Yep. The whole concept was they were going down the railroad tracks to go find Will Wheaton. was to find the dead body. And so it was their adventure as young boys. Have you ever found the dead body?
Oh, Frosty, you remember in your yard?
Oh, yes.
No, a dead human body.
It was a bone.
You had a bone.
A bone is part of a dead body.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dead dog you found cutting the grass.
Oh, no.
Silver Girl. Different story.
Dog was missing. We found her when I was chopping down the weeds under the riding mower. Out came a plume of silver dog hair. Okay,
Silver
here's
Girl.
Silver Girl.
Yeah.
No, this was when I was
hopefully she was dead.
Well, she would have heard the lawnmower coming, I think.
She was old, you said. She couldn't hear anymore.
She was missing for like 2 years. We hadn't mowed the back, and the weeds were as tall as a tree. Oh. Dad's like, boy, I'm going to tell you, before you graduate and leave, you got to go mow the back of the yard for once, for God's sakes. Okay, I'll mow it once. Oh, there's Silver Girl.
Good news, bad news.
Yeah. But that's not what I meant. No, that's when I was planting a palm tree here in my studio.
You
house.
Just moved in or something.
Yeah, I was remodeling the house and planting up a couple palm trees in the back, and I was digging this big hole about 2 or 3 feet down, the hole, getting ready to stick the tree in, and the shovel hit something. I looked down and I reached down, what's this? And shovel out a little bit more dirt, and out came this big, huge leg bone.
Like a femur?
A femur bone. A bone! And then I kept digging a little bit, and there's like the tattered remains of a little girl's sock. And then a buckle of a shoe.
And a jump rope, right?
A jump rope.
Right,
yes.
Right. Yes.
Explain that.
And then, but didn't you say that there was some little girl who lived in that house, but she was jumping rope?
Well, the couple I bought it from were this creepy, creepy old, like, American gothic-looking weird couple.
Yeah.
They're like 97 years old. They built the house. The house had really, really low light switches. And I asked about that, and they said, well, we just wanted to make them really low. You had to reach down to your knee, practically, to turn the lights on and off as you walk down the hall. But the real estate agent surmised that plus the linoleum floor throughout, they must have had a child in a wheelchair that perhaps passed
away. Why would you get her a jump rope? That's cruel.
Well, maybe that's how she got paralyzed. An accident. Right?
Jump roping accident.
It happens. It's worse than trampolines.
Tore her labrum.
So I was guessing.
You have to listen to the whole show.
That they buried her in the yard.
They buried her in the yard.
I think this one. I threw the bone back in.
Is that what we used to do back in the day? I mean, like, we bury pets. I don't think it's legal to bury pets in the yard. Back in Indiana, something died. He buried it in the yard.
That's right.
Yeah, every time you buy a house, you buy generations of dead animals that are somewhere in the yard.
But if grandma died back in the day, I think you just put a tombstone out in the yard. I don't think they had special cemeteries.
You plant a tree.
You had the whole family cemetery back there behind the barn.
Yeah, you'd see the pile of dirt, and they just put like a little twig cross in there.
And where this hole was, was where a bush used to be. It was an overgrown bush that was probably 30, 40 years old. So it's possible that the kid died in the 60s or 70s. They dumped her in the yard, planted a bush in her memory, and, you know, and they're very creepy people. I don't know.
And you ever hear children's voices on the whispers of the wind?
Very eloquent, that one. But then, fast forward, I think it might have been a dog chewing. Because Rudy Dog, he went through this hole digging phase where he could dig like a 2-foot hole. It looked like a nuclear missile's been pounding into massive holes.
He's a good digger.
And I would give him brand new, those expensive, huge rawhide bones. They're like $15 bone down at Petco. I never see it again. Pretty soon I'd be in the yard fixing the sprinkler over there. And
he's
buried.
That's what he did. He's buried one of those big ass bones.
But explain the jump rope and the girl's sock. I mean, you buying those too?
It may or may not have been a femur human bone. It could have been a rawhide.
Have you ever found a dead body? 1-800-955-5567. I bring this up because some kids discovered a dead body found at Smiley Elementary School in Redlands.
That's a pleasant name.
Yeah, a man was a local resident who was in his early 70s. His name and manner of death haven't been released, but the kids were out, you know, riding bikes and doing their thing and found this old guy's dead body out by the elementary school.
Oh! So
that's just like a modern-day standby.
Yeah, that story's going to go on for years around that elementary school.
Those kids are going to be the coolest kids in school come fall.
Yeah.
But those are dead body kids.
Did you hear he's one of the kids that found that dead body?
Was it a hot sun?
Will Wheaton.
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 I'm glad you finally found him. you really do have to listen to the whole show. So have you ever found a dead body?
But if was this recent? Like
yeah, it's over the weekend.
Well, then wouldn't the heat have made it?
But that's how they found it.
See, I grew up on a farm, and if you've ever seen a dead cow out in the field, they got to drag it immediately in and butcher it, because if they don't, the gases inside a carcass in the hot sun make you swell, like Jerry Lewis.
Right.
How long have you been dead, man?
Oh, man. I've been back a couple hours.
If you poke a dead, bloated cow in the field, it explodes on you like a big exploding thing.
Now, speaking of that, if you dress like a cow tomorrow, you eat free at Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. What does that entail?
I think. So just try it. Just dress like a cow, go to Chick-fil-A tomorrow, and I think you're going to eat for free.
If
I
not,
don't
joke's
know.
On you, and you can be mad at
yeah,
us.
I don't know, but it's
lots
a possibility.
Of looks tomorrow. Huh. But Frank said. Eh.
All right, let's go to Jason. Jason found a dead body once. Hey, Jason.
What's up, guys?
Tell us your Stand By Me story.
So I'm a soldier in the Army about 20 years ago, and my unit's doing what we call sponsoring elementary school. So we're doing police call, which is like picking up trash around the school. We go like once a year, hang out with the kids, do projects, pick up trash, that type of stuff. And my buddy and I noticed a fence was broken down like a cow field. This is in Fort Hood near Austin, Texas. And so we go to check it out. We see a truck out in the field. We walk up to the truck. I go to the passenger side. My buddy goes to the driver's side. And he looks over at me and he goes, "Dude, there's a body in here."
Oh, my God.
So I look and the guy is slumped over in the truck. And he's all bloated. Turns out the news story said he was in a fight at a bar near there the night before, two nights before. And the two snipers, I guess, were chasing him. They got in an argument over a chick, and they shot him as he was driving. And then he crashed his truck and died.
And the elementary school kids were with you when you found it?
Yeah, they were. Well, no, the elementary school kids were in the school while we did our police call. But then when we're done with that, we go and do, like, you know, projects and stuff.
The moral of the story is never get in an argument with a bunch of snipers.
No.
Yeah.
Especially you can have drinking. The girl. You can have her.
And we expect a cop every now and then to find a dead body. Thank you, Jason. All right. You're just a normal citizen, maybe a kid, and you stumble across a dead body. All right, let's go to John. Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you?
You found a dead body?
Yeah, I was fishing in Costa Rica, and we caught a dead body.
You caught a dead body fishing in Costa Rica?
Yeah. Yep. There was a body.
What kind of bait you there. Use?
Seriously.
Some stinky stuff. But yeah, when he was floating around out there, we caught the dead body and towed him back to shore. And the authorities had us leave him in the water because the vultures were swarming around trying to peck at him or whatever.
Oh, God.
Where was the hook? Like, what did you attach to when you reeled him in?
It was a test.
Calling from a bathysphere.
At first, I would imagine you'd be really excited. You're like, "Holy cow, man! Look, we got help me! It's a huge fish!" Like you'd be excited.
Do you pull it into the boat, or you just kind of drag it back?
And
back
you're like,
in
"Ooh,
the line.
Cut the line!"
You throw it in after the obligatory pose with a photo. Like, okay, trophy pose.
If you're trolling with this dead body hooked on your hook because you don't want to get it in the boat because it might come apart, then you catch a bigger fish on that dead body.
Whoa.
Is that okay?
I mean,
I was towing it in because I didn't want to put it in the boat, but then it happened to catch this giant fish.
So if the Coast Guard catches you and makes you explain, "Hey, that's just my chum."
All right. Robert's found a dead body. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us your story.
So a few years ago, my buddy was in the Marine Corps, and I told him he could stay at my house. I'd picked him up. We'd gone to the shooting range and stuff, and he was dating this bartender in Buena Park at the time, and he didn't want to, you know, he wanted to hang out with her, so he insisted to get a hotel room. Well, he got a really cheap hotel room. It was like $50. After we checked in, we were hanging out. He went outside to smoke a cigarette, and somebody was, like, laying in front of my car, sleeping in front of my car. Well, we went out there, and then there was a lady, and basically she had her pants down around her knees. She had diarrhea down her legs. She looked homeless, and she was dead. Oh. And what had happened was she had overdosed in the room, and somebody drug her out and dumped her in front of my car because I was parked next to a big pillar. So we called the police, and the dispatcher asked me if she was alive, and I said, well, I can't really tell. So I went and checked her pulse. The first cop to get there opened up her mouth, and she was, like, full of, like, white foam in her mouth. Ooh, it was horrible. God. Yeah, and we ended up staying in the hotel room. We smoked. I wasn't even a smoker, but my Marine buddy was. And we smoked about two packs of cigarettes inside the hotel room. We couldn't really leave for about 4 hours.
Just smoking.
And Motel 6 feet under, we'll leave the body out for you.
Jesus!
So what made you think that they drug the body out of another motel room and put it out in front of your car, and she just didn't fall down, like, right there? Like, she was really tired, and she was just trying. She's, you know, looking for a nice pillar.
Yeah, we had, like, a lot of time to sit there and kind of dwell and think about it. At first, we were kind of shocked, didn't know how it happened. But apparently there was, like, some suspicious persons in the area that were known to kind of hang out in that hotel and do drugs and stuff. And
her pants were down to her knees?
Ugh. Yeah, and her pants were down to her knees, and she had diarrhea down her legs.
Oh, yeah.
She probably went outside to go to the bathroom, like, oh, I got to get out of here.
I think you let loose when you die, so she probably,
your muscles go.
And one of the things that was kind of bad was the first police officer on site, I was still on the phone with the dispatch, and I heard in the distance about 3 miles away, I heard the police sirens and fire department, and then I heard a car almost jump a curb, you know, like skirt, and it pulled up, and a police officer came out, already had one glove on, put the other glove on, and he walked up and opened her mouth. That was the first thing he did, checked her pulse. He said, she's dead. And I looked up, and he was about 15 or 16 year old explorer with him, young to be a cop. And the little kid, he was scared. His jaw dropped.
Oh,
he was
that's
shocked.
Not a good day for the explorer.
Scared straight right out of the wanting to be a cop.
Scared straight, yeah.
Thank you, Robert. Let's go to Rob. Rob found the dead baby. Ooh, what? Dead baby. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Did you think it was a baby doll at first?
Well, I thought it was fake at first because in Norwalk, like around the late 70s, they were tearing up all the area for the 105 freeway. So me and my friends in the summertime would go running around in all the vacant houses, and we were just, you know, doing demolition ourselves, and we busted up the stairs, and then there was a box, like a shoebox, underneath the stairs. We opened it up, and then it was a dead baby in there, just like mostly bones.
Oh. And an old
it was pretty. We were like, oh my gosh, is this like voodoo or some crap, man?
Yeah.
So we just put it back under the stairs, put the boards back on, and left.
So it's
never
still,
went in that house again.
Is it still there?
No, they tore those houses down. They built the 105 freeway there.
You wouldn't have called the cops and go, just so you know, I found a dead baby in a shoebox.
And maybe if it was like you guys had to remove boards, and so it was underground, maybe they just leveled it with bulldozers, and it's still there. Maybe it's like a dead baby haunts the 105 freeway.
Could be. I'd be worried some of my DNA got in with it, and someday they'll find it, and my DNA from looking at it is in there.
Yes, right.
And now I look like I'm a suspect.
We're little kids. We're 13, 14 years old, and we're not even supposed to be in those houses in the first place. So we were just scared. And we just left it. And, you know, there was a rumor there were in the area, there was a so-called devil church there along the 605. And we just forget it. We never went back around that area.
There's a devil church.
Devil churches and dead babies.
To work on their branding.
Yeah. Come on by.
Thank you. There was a devil church on the 605.
They're both kids.
God. I forgot. I saw a dead baby as a kid. I forgot about this till just now. I was in a town in Indiana that was torn up by tornadoes when I was a young man. I was just going to go in first grade, one of my first memories in life. And around the neighborhood, there were houses that were just destroyed like crazy. A lot of people died. And my next door neighbor had said they saw debris falling. As the tornado was approaching, you know, there's this debris field that starts raining from the sky. Mm-hmm. You saw Twister.
Yeah, yeah.
Cows and stuff are crashing.
Helen Hunt. I mean.
Yeah, so the tornado didn't destroy this block, but the debris from the block over rained down upon them. And they sit there watching, peeping out from their basement window, and they saw what they thought was a big, huge baby doll come crashing down into the the end of their yard near the train tracks.
They watched it fall from the sky?
Well, there's all this stuff. It's a doll, whatever. And later on, when the storm had passed, they went out there. It wasn't a doll. It was a little baby.
Was it alive?
It was quite dead. Frank had been thrown up by
around a... around and twisted.
You've heard about babies getting thrown in tornadoes and they land softly kind of in the weeping willow tree.
And I remember my dad making us go over and look
so
at
beautiful.
It. He showed us that damn thing.
What?
Yeah, I mean, just go look at it.
Frosty.
Come here, boy. You need to see this. It's life. You need to learn what life is. See that kid right there? That's sucked up by a tornado and spit out right here on the ground. Dead as a doornail. Look at that. Don't you forget that.
You should be a
psychopath. Get down there and smell that, boy. Get down there and smell that, boy.
No, he
made us go and look at it.
Was he trying to warn you about getting down in the cellar? Don't take tornadoes, for granted.
Tornado safety lesson gone awry. But I remember looking at that little dead baby. I forgot about that just now, by the way.
It's hard. Maybe it's good that you forgot about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Have you seen those
that.
Pictures of dead babies that the mother dresses up and they still get family pictures with the dead baby?
Yeah. I don't understand this at all. It's on
for
Instagram.
Whatever reason, wasn't born alive or whatever, but they still have, they put baby clothes on it and they get the whole family in there and the brothers and sisters it would have had and it looks like a dead baby. They're taking pictures with it.
Misplaced.
And you hang that on the wall.
Yeah, but people
make that your profile pic.
People do that on Instagram. Isn't that a private family thing that's sad?
And it's not just one family who did that and you're like, what? This is a thing. Like, the photographer showed up and took pictures. They knew they were going to take pictures.
It's real bizarre to me. And don't hashtag that stuff either. That even makes it worse.
Thank God they didn't have Instagram back with Tornado Baby. Was laying there anyway.
Hashtag Tornado Baby!
Little Tina Twister.
That sounds like a great new superhero, Tornado Baby.
Nothing to fear. I'm here. Tornado baby.
I can't wait.
You go in, this room's a mess. You're like, how'd you do this, baby? How'd you get over here? Your toys are everywhere. No idea. It's Tornado baby. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. 1-800-955-KLOS.